Task 1. You are talking with your supervisor, Miss Betty Wong, about television services in Hong Kong in preparation for a report regarding the idea of setting up an internet education TV channel. Write the information in the space provided. One space has been filled in for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Okay, Abby, what have you found out about the television services in Hong Kong? Oh, by the way, here's a report form, so while we're talking about it, you can complete that too.
Yes. Firstly, regarding the number of free-to-air TV networks, there are 2 free-to-air TV networks currently broadcasting in Hong Kong. Recently, 2 more free-to-air TV licenses have been issued, but I don't know when they will start broadcasting.
Right. I think you should just note down 2.
Also, there are 2 pay TV networks in Hong Kong, and the average standard subscription fee is about $250 a month. I think the subscription fee is quite low.
You know, Abby, the pay TV subscription fee is not that low in Hong Kong. In the US, some pay TV channels charge as low as 80 Hong Kong dollars a month. So $250 a month in Hong Kong is not cheap at all, considering they are taking in advertising revenue.
I see. I suppose they could charge a higher fee because there is little competition. And the free-to-air networks haven't got enough good TV programs to attract the audience.
Yes, that's very true.
Now, according to various surveys, the top 5 popular types of TV programs include... Oh, Miss Wong, should I note them down according to their ranks?
No, not necessary. You can note them down in any order you like. We just need to know the top 5 types of TV programs in Hong Kong.
OK. They are Chinese drama series. I mean, drama series in the Chinese language, regardless of where they were produced. Also, entertainment news is popular, along with travel and food programs.
Hong Kong people always like travel and food programs.
Yes, I suppose travelling and dining help relieve the huge stress of living in Hong Kong. Even if they can't be on holiday often, they still want to feel the holiday mood featured in the travel shows.
I agree totally.
Sports programmes and cartoons are also one of the top 5 popular programmes.
Good. OK, the next section on this form is about our newly proposed internet education channel.
Miss Wong, you know, I am really excited about our new education channel.
Same here. I'm really looking forward to getting involved in some of the programmes and projects of this channel. OK, firstly, I'd like you to note down the main aims of our new education channel.
OK, I am ready.
The 3 main aims include promoting lifelong learning and cultural understanding.
Promoting lifelong learning and cultural understanding. Well, that's one of the aims of our organisation too.
Yes. Secondly, we want to promote an information-based decision-making process.
Right. Promoting an information-based decision-making process. That's an interesting aim.
As we will focus on knowledge-based programs, We hope that when the audience gain more truthful information and knowledge, they would be able to make decisions that are information-based. Let me give you an example on losing weight. Say if we show programs about health, food nutrition and physical fitness, we hope that the audience will be able to make a wise decision about choosing appropriate ways to lose weight rather than being scammed by beauty centres to join those expensive slimming programmes telling them that they can continue to eat junk food, be a couch potato and still lose weight.
I see.
The third aim is that we hope to eliminate ignorance.
Eliminating ignorance.
Yes, by helping our audience understand about other cultures and gain truthful and up-to-date information on a range of topics, we hope to eliminate ignorance.
Very good.
Next, the age of our target audience is between 18 and 65 years old.
Okay.
Lastly, about the focus of our programmes. There will be three main focuses. We will show programmes that introduce cultures around the world.
Introducing cultures around the world.
Yes. Also, we want to present important local and international social issues and current affairs.
Important local and international social issues and current affairs.
This will help the audience broaden their horizon. Thirdly, our focus will also be on science and health programmes.
Science and health programmes.
Yes, health is wealth. A healthy society is a happy society. Also, science is an important part of our modern world, and we hope to help the public understand more about science and technology.
I like this focus very much. Science for the public and programmes on health.
Let's hope that the Hong Kong audience will agree with us. That is the end of Task 1. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.